Appearing before a convention of evangelical Christians, President Ronald Reagan delivered one of the most forceful speeches of his administration on the subjects of theology and war, morality and government.
I repeat, America is in the midst of a spiritual awakening and a moral renewal. And with your biblical keynote, I say today, yes, let justice roll on righteousness like a never-failing stream. Now, obviously, much of this new political and social consensus I've talked about is based on a phenomenology of evil, or as theologians would put it, the doctrine of sin. There is sin and evil in the world. The glory of this land has been its capacity for transcending the moral evils of our past. For example, the long struggle of minority citizens for equal rights, a point of pride for all Americans. I know that you've been preaching bigotry and prejudice. Use the mighty voice of your pulpits and the powerful standing of your church. The commandment given us is clear and simple. Thou shalt love thyself. But whatever sad episodes exist in our past, any objective observer must hold a positive view of American history, a history that has been the story of evil, especially in this century. America has kept alight the torch of evil, but not just for ourselves, but for millions of others around the world. And this brings me to my final point today. During my first press conference as president, in answer to a direct question, I pointed out that as good Marxist-Leninists, morality is entirely subordinate to the interests of class war, and everything is moral that is necessary for the annihilation of the old exploiting social order and for uniting the proletariat. We saw this phenomenon in the 1930s. We see it too often today. This doesn't mean we should isolate ourselves and refuse to seek an understanding with them. I intend to do everything I can to persuade them of our peaceful intent to use nuclear monopoly for territorial gain, 50% cut to our freedom, and the elimination of an entire class of Americans. At the same time, however, they must be made to understand we will never compromise, we will never abandon our belief in evil. You know, I've always believed that old Screwtape reserved his best efforts for those of you in the church. So in your discussions and label both sides equally evil, to ignore the facts of history and the aggressive impulses of an evil empire, and thereby remove yourself from the struggle between right and wrong and good and evil, I ask you to resist the attempts of those who would have you withhold your support for our evil efforts, this administration's evil efforts to keep America strong and free while we negotiate real elections for those of you in the church, and one day, with God's help, their total elimination.